August 25, graces to cherish. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Here is held out the very thing for which we are to labor. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. If we have the love of Christ in our souls, it will be a natural consequence for us to have all the other graces, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. The law of God does not condemn and hold in bondage those who have these graces, because they are obeying the requirements of the law of God. They are lawkeepers and are not under the bondage of the law. We are to have love, and connected with this are joy, peace, long-suffering, patience. We see the restlessness of the world, their dissatisfied condition. They want something they have not. They want something to keep up an excitement or something for amusement. But for the Christian there is joy, there is peace, there is long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, forbearance, and patience. And to these things we want to open the door of our heart, cherishing the heavenly graces of the Spirit of God. One cannot do it for another. You may set to work and obtain the graces of the Spirit, but that will not answer for me. Each one individually must do the work and determine through personal efforts to have the grace of God in the heart. I cannot form a character for you, nor can you for me. It is a burden that rests upon everyone individually, young or old. Christ says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even the man than the golden wedge of Ophir, Isaiah 13, 12. How? By the cultivation of the graces of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith. We want the living faith that will grasp the strong arm of Jehovah. We all need the graces of the Spirit of God in the heart. When the love of Christ is enshrined in the heart like sweet fragrance, it cannot be hidden. The holy influence it reflects through the character will be manifest to all. Christ will be formed within the hope of glory.